Meanwhile, activists in Bahrain continue their struggle against that deadly crackdown by the government. Activists have just released footage showing protesters blocking streets outside of the capital, Manama. Now, they say that they block main roads, including highways, on a daily basis in response to Bahrain's brutal crackdown on protesters. Protesters came out to the streets in several towns and villages across the kingdom. Now, this is what they're calling for. Bahrainis initiated a revolution last February, and since then scores have been killed and thousands of others arrested. We're going to switch over to London, joined by a member of the Bahraini Freedom Movement, Mr. Saeed Al-Shahabi. Thank you so much for joining us, Mrs. Shahabi. Well, let's start off with the news that, first of all, despite what they're saying was an illegal protest, demonstrators have decided to continue and take to the streets. Does that mean that the protesters have basically reached a point of no return, that the more that the crackdown gets more harsh, the more that it makes them want to continue their struggle for freedom?
Thank you very much. I think the situation has long time ago reached the point of no return. I do not think most of Bahrainis now believe that they could cohabit with the ruling Al Khalifa family, simply because the regime has shown enmity, total enmity to the people. They have tried to crush them, to starve them, to discriminate against them for years, and also to replace them as citizens and natives of this land. And when they tried to achieve a degree of civility and demanded some rights, writing a constitution and so on, they were rebuffed and they were harassed. Now the situation has reached a point in which the Bahrainis can no longer cohabit or coexist with the Al Khalifa. Simply, as we have just shown in the footage, the people are calling for a regime change. Down with Hamad, every day, every moment, every night. The demonstrations have never ceased over the past few months. Never a single day did pass without major demonstrations in 30, 40, 50 locations of the country, and the last one was yesterday in Manama, of course, and last night after that, after Manama, there were demonstrations throughout the night, but before that, there was the demonstration in Manama, which was big, and it was a challenge to the regime. So I think we have reached, I could safely say that there isn't going to be any settlement with this regime.
Well, Mr. Al-Shahabi, what do you attribute? It seems that the regime basically is ignoring these demands. And we saw very harsh sentences for those who had been arrested, even human rights workers who have been sentenced to jail. We see the continual harsh crackdown. We're seeing the use of the poisonous tear gas and reports of torture. Why do you think that the regime has responded in this way, that after all this time of protests on the street, that they have not softened their stance, they haven't changed the direction, but seem to continue to get more and more harsh?
I think the regime has reached a point where it cannot coexist with the people of Bahrain. So they think that it is a war of will, it is a war of existence, either me or you. And also they have been emboldened by the British and American support. Without take the American and British support, and the regime is down. I mean, today the regime is only there because they received the American support, and they have the 5th Fleet. They received the British security support through the presence of John Yates and also the team from Scotland Yard. And they received the Saudi support through the army, which is occupying Bahrain. They also get assistance, security assistance, and intelligence assistance from Mossad. So take all these forces and these powers out of the play, and then the regime will collapse. In fact, it collapsed last year, and this is why it called in the Saudi forces. So I think the Al Khalifa believe that they have to defend themselves because there is no point of not doing so from their own perspective, because they simply have lost the war. The war is not there. The people do hate them. They don't like them. They want them out. They just do not want them to rule the country anymore. And for this, they want to break the will, at least of the political societies like Al-Wifaq. But then Al-Wifaq also has a mandate not to negotiate anything less than, for example, from their own perspective, an elected parliament, an elected government, a written constitution by the people, and so on. And okay. That, of course, this is not acceptable by the people. The people want the Al-Khalifa to go completely because they do not relate to this age and time. They are just a tribal clan that wants to continue ruling the people in the old, antiquated ways. That is not on. However, even the demands of those political societies are rebuffed and are rejected. And as we saw yesterday, how harsh the regime has been in crushing a peaceful demonstration by the political society.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Al-Shahabi. We're out of time. Appreciate you being with us from the Bahrain Freedom Movement, Saeed Al-Shahabi.